Hallelujah. 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 You're my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you're my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you're my God. Hallelujah. 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 You're my God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I thank you this day. I thank you for all of your many blessings. I want to thank you for your love. I want to thank you for your kindness. I want to thank you for your tender mercy. Songs are ringing down in my soul this morning as I have entered into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. My soul is crying out, hallelujah. But my voice is not necessarily crying out the right hymns this morning. But I'm glad that it does not have to have a rhyme or a reason. It does not have to be the most perfect melody in the world. But you said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And so as long as I have breath in my lungs, I am able to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You want our worship. You desire our praise. You desire to be in the midst of us. And so you inhabit the praises of your people. So whatever the sound may be like on this day, give us the mindset in the mighty name of Jesus to bless the Lord at all times, to allow your praises to continuously be in our mouths, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, because we are a part of this land to serve you with gladness and come before your gates with thanksgiving and enter into your courts with praise. We should be ready to magnify you every time you bless us to see another day, for this is the day that the Lord hath made. We rejoice, God, we are glad in it, because you are our God. So we cry out this morning, hallelujah, God. You are our God. You are our King. You are our Savior. You are our way maker. You are the wheel in the middle of the wheel, God. You are God and everything that we need and more, God. You are the reason why we live and move and have our very being. You are the substance of our lives, oh God, the very air that we breathe. So you're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy to be lifted up and adored, because you are God. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are the very creator of the heavens and the earth. You spoke this world into existence, and you shaped and formed your servants, oh God, in your own image, God. You said, let there be, and there was, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we bless you, God, not only because you are creator, God. We bless you, God, not only because you've been good, God. We bless you, God, not only because you are our Savior, God, but we bless you because, God, you are everything that we need and more, God. There is nothing, God, that you're not able to do. That's why you told Moses to tell the people know that I am have sent you. You are whatever it is that we need, God. You are a doctor in the sick room. You are a lawyer in the courtroom, God. You are a way maker when we need a way made, God. You're everything. And so we bless your name and we give you the highest praise that we can probably fathom or make up in our own vocabulary. Hallelujah, God. You're worthy of praise. praise. Hallelujah, God. You're worthy of adoration. Hallelujah, God. We lift up your name because when you are lifted up, you said that you will draw all men unto you. And God, we need to be in your presence today. So come to more and have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, let your glory, oh God, fill us on this day. Oh God, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, God, fill us with your goodness. Fill us with your mercy. Fill us with your grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, fill us with your love, oh, God. Fill us with more faith, oh, God. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your honor in the name of Jesus. Fill our cups, oh, God, until we want no more. Fill us up, God, until we can't have no anymore. God, run over, God. I want you to run over in your people, oh, God, today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that the love of God, God, may run over, oh, God, and fall afresh on someone else, God. That the love, oh, God, of God may run over, oh, God, and anoint someone else, God. Fill our cups even now, God, and eject anything that's unlike you, God, that will take up room in this temple, God. Oh, God, that you can't fill us completely, God. Remove every shackle, oh, God. Remove every tie that binds, God. Remove every doubt, oh, God. Remove all foolishness, God. Remove and cast out everything that's unlike you, God, because our cups need to be filled with only you, God. Nothing else will do, God. Nothing of this world will satisfy. So purge us with hyssop even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Oh, God, that you may receive the glory in all that we do as we take, oh, God, these steps and walk and step into our destiny on this day, Lord. Oh, God, you made the day, so we want to walk in your anointing. We desire to walk in your presence, God. We desire, oh, God, to be an image, a spitting image of you, Lord. Yes, oh, God, some people say that I'm a spitting image of my mother, God. Yes, some people may say that my brother is a spitting image of my dad, but God, I want to reflect you, oh, God, in everything that I say, not just in my look, oh, God, but in my actions. I want to reflect you, God, not just in my actions, oh, God, but in my discussions, in my talk, Lord. I want to reflect you, oh, God, in how I handle the people, oh, God, that I may give them the love, oh, God, that you give to me each and every day. So, God, help us this morning, oh, God, to reflect you, God. So purge us right now, God, of those things that will cause us to be carnal. We put flesh under subjection right now. We cast the devil out of the minds, and we cast him out of the wheels, and we cast him out of the way in the mighty name of Jesus, because we have no room for his foolishness. He is a defeated foe. He is a cast-out foe. He has no weapons that can be formed that will prosper against us. He is just a loser. And so we speak life into your people, oh God, today, for you have given us the power, oh God, that's in the tongue, oh God, to speak life or death. And we decide, oh God, and we declare this morning that we speak life into your people, God, this morning. Oh, God, we are greater, oh, God, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, God. We are able to do it because my God shall supply all of my needs, oh, God, according to your riches and glory, God. I'm able to accomplish, oh, God, because you allow things to happen that blows my mind exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think, oh, God. I can do all things. That's what I was looking for. I can do it because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, God. You have given me everything that I need, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, oh God, prepare us, oh God, and I'll cover us, oh God, with all of the things, oh God, that you equip us with, God, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, oh God, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, oh God, our breastplate of righteousness, God, everything that you've given us, the whole armor, God, oh God, equip us right now, God. So that as we go in war for you, oh God, we know that the battle is not ours, Lord. Oh God, but it belongs to you. And so you've called us to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. You've called us to a warfare, oh God, with our physical bodies, but you called us into a spiritual warfare, Lord. Your people, if they would just take time to pray. My people, if they would just humble themselves, oh God. My people, if they would just turn from their wicked ways, God. We're not here for a flesh and blood battle, but we're here, God, for spiritual warfare. And our spiritual weapons are not carnal. With the mighty, oh God, they're mighty, God, today. With the pulling down of strongholds, through prayer, God, through fasting, Lord, through reading your word, God. Yes, that's our weapons, oh God, today. And praise as well. Because when praises go up, the blessing, oh God, come on down. And not only the blessing, but the blesser comes down as well. And so we need your glory, God.
because you said that you would fight our battle. You said to Jehoshaphat that the battle is not yours, but they belong to me. The battles belong to you, God. Oh, God, when people act foolish with us, the battle belongs to you, God. When situations happen in our body, the battle belongs to you, God. We just have to get down and to pray, God. We must lay on our face, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and as Bishop Hankerson said, get down on it, God, to get down on our face. Oh, God, and seek your face so that your will might be done in our lives and not our own. We put down all carnal thoughts right now. We put down the love of the flesh right now. Oh, God, and we seek after your spirit. God, we're hungry. We're thirsty for more of you in the mighty name of Jesus. We hunger and thirst after righteousness. We're seeking after you, God. We're putting in some work this morning, God. Yes, oh, it's only 15 minutes of prayer this morning, Lord, but we are seeking your face. We're desperately seeking you, God. That's why you told us to rise early in the morning, while you may yet be found before the day, oh, God, gets going, oh, God, and we forget about how good and how great you have been and for blessing us to see another day. So we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies. And I declare again, hallelujah. You are my God. Hallelujah. You're worthy of praise and adoration. Hallelujah. You are our awesome God. What a mighty God we serve. No wonder angels bow down before you. No wonder the heaven and earth adores you. Every single day the sun rises, God, to give you glory and give you honor and give you praise, God. Every evening, God, nighttime, the moon, oh, God, makes its way up in obedience to your commandments, God, when you said, let there be light upon the earth, God. Every day, God, the birds get up, oh, God, and sing glory to your name, God. We, your people, who have been made in your image, God, who have been made into instruments of praise, we give you your honor, we give you your praise this day because you have blessed us to see a brand new day. So, God, we ask that you come tomorrow and have your way in our hearts and in our minds today. Shape us and mold us into the vessels that you need us to be. Oh, God, we bind everything that's unlike you, God, because I don't want to be a vessel of dishonor, God. This is a great house, and the house is filled with vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor, Lord. I don't want to be one of the dishonorable vessels, but I want to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I have been called. I want to walk worthy of being called a son of God. I want to be walking worthy, God, of God, of who you have called me to be. You called me out of darkness into your marvelous light, Lord. So I want to reflect, oh, God, the light of the Lord in my soul, in my talk, in my walk. I want Jesus to be lifted up in the door so that you may receive all the glory, that you may receive all the honor, and that you may receive all the praise. So come tomorrow and have your way in us on this day. For as I often declare that this is today, hallelujah, that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice. Let us be glad in it. As you walk with us today, as you talk with us, we welcome you in, Lord. You said, behold, stand at the door and knock. If any man let me in, God, I'll come in and I'll sup with him. I'll hang out with him. I'll just come and hang out, kick up my feet, and rest with him. God, we want you to rest with us today. Oh, God, we want your glory, God, to rest upon us today, to be with us, God, everywhere we go. Oh, God, so that we may tell the world that Jesus still saves today, that we may let someone know that we serve an awesome God, that there's nobody like him in all the earth, and he is still the same as he was yesterday, today, and he will be forevermore. So bless us on this day as we endeavor to continue to give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. We bless you even now. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen.